The fact is, many do not know why they are here and what they are here for. Unfortunately, when this is the case, this usually means that our life has no forward motion, no reason to get out of bed, so to speak. There's no overarching purpose in our life. Many times this not having this question answered, causes our life to be filled with the here and the now, accomplishing tasks, going to work, fulfilling whims, making a living, etc. There's no ends so that the means can be justified. You see, there is more to live for than merely satisfying the physical and even the intellectual needs of the body and mind. There is more to live for. So why do I exist? Well, the first point today is that I exist to experience God's care for me. I exist to experience God's care for me. You see, last week we asked the question, is there a God? We went through this whole logical argument regarding God's existence, and the bottom line was that it just made no sense to say that there was no God. As a matter of fact, it led us down a road saying that the only rational conclusion was that not only is there a God, but that God created each one of us and knows us personally. Now, some of you may remember the first month or so I was here, I asked you a question. I said, if I have a box and I put silicon and I put glass and I put plastic, I put all these things in a box and I shake that box. You remember me saying this? How long would it take before I had a laptop computer? So I'm shaking all these things that make up a laptop computer. How long would I have to shake this box so when I open it up, a laptop computer will come out? Yeah. I mean, never. That's my opinion. Never. So, you know, we are much, much more complicated than any laptop computer. It just makes no sense to say that it was all happenstance and that we just formed over a few million years of the earth shaking a little bit with the right stuff being there. Of course, we're going to touch on that a little bit more next week. But so that being said, all right, the God who created you, fully expects you to live your life for a higher purpose than just pleasing yourself. You see, God wants you first to glorify Him. The Bible says in Romans 15, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. You see, you are so important to God that the Creator of all that was and is and ever will be invites you to a personal journey with Him. Think about that. You are so important to God that this God wants to walk your life with you. The Bible tells us that God has a wonderful purpose for each and every life. That purpose begins with experiencing God's care for you. And at that moment, beginning a journey to be made into the image of God's Son, Jesus Christ.